I wish I'd written it.
Thank you very much. Okay. Does everybody have paper, something to write with, a white stone, and a Sharpie? Okay. If not, our ushers will hand you whatever you need. Just raise your hand. The Sharpies are the only thing that will write on the stone, so you need it for that. We've got a bunch up here at the front, Patrick. We should have scheduled another song. There's more. Okay, while they finish up, I'm going to start talking. Because today we are combining two of Unity's favorite rituals. We don't do a lot of ritual. We pack it all into Christmas and New Year's. The burning bowl ends the year. We write down whatever we want to release or leave behind and burn it up in a fire. So we will go outside at the very end of the service to burn it up. The white stone is a meditation seeking guidance for the coming year. And I'll explain more about both of these in a few minutes. But this is basically going to be a four-part sermon. I'll talk about release for the burning bowl, and then you'll have a few minutes of quiet time so you can write down what you want to release. Then I'll talk about the white stone and where that came from and what that means. And then we'll go into meditation so you can listen for the word to write on your stone that might guide you through 2014. I know we have some visitors today. I know some of you are participating in this for the first time. Others of you have told me you're eager to do it again. You've already been thinking about it. So this is my yearly reminder. These are not thinking exercises. If you've been thinking about what you want to release, or you already think you know what your word will be on your white stone, I would encourage you to set that aside and participate in these ceremonies with a clear mind, a beginner's mind. With both ceremonies, we try to get into the feeling of clear connection with the divine and just let this unfold. So it's not something you think up or figure out. You might feel it as awareness bubbling up from inside, or something beaming down from above, or a light bulb going off over your head. Some of you see visions and hear voices, whatever works for you. But we've talked all year about mysticism, which is direct communion with the one presence and one power. So just be open to receive. I love the burning bowl because I get to talk about the power of renunciation. People see this on a quilt, this quilt, and they aren't quite sure what it means. These quilts represent 12 divine qualities that Unity's co-founder, Charles Fillmore, believed were hardwired into human beings. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and he said these are the 12 basic aspects. And it's interesting, and I think enlightening, that Fillmore thought our ability to release or to renounce was a divine power. The word renounce fit with Unity Founder's idea of denials and affirmations. Denials in that you're declaring what you do not want in life and then affirming what you do. In the 100 years or so since then, denial has taken on a different meaning. So when we talk about release or renunciation, we're not saying don't feel your feelings or go into denial or ignore your problems. In fact, we're actually saying look at them and make a conscious choice to let go of whatever is not serving you. Fillmore originally called this the power of elimination, and he meant it in the physical sense. All creatures eliminate waste, even plants. Nature has no problem letting go. And I love that our quilt has a tree dropping its leaves because that's the perfect symbol of this. In nature, nothing is expected to last forever. It gets recycled, reused, and replaced. New leaves will come out later and no worries. But as humans, we think so much. And we get so attached to the way things are or the way they ought to be, and especially how other people should be. So let me just suggest a few areas where you might look for something to release. And start with what I just said, attachments. You could release whatever you're holding on to most tightly, especially if it is struggling to get away. A person, a job, money, the place you live, some circumstance that you're afraid you couldn't live without. Or you might look at releasing grievances and judgments you've been holding on to. You might even be nursing resentments from Christmas last week about expectations that weren't met for you. The burning bowl is often an act of forgiveness. Just a few weeks ago, we talked about Nelson Mandela and his choice to forgive his jailers and all the people who had worked against him. If he can do that after 27 years in prison, what could we forgive and let go of and release to the fire? Relationships are always a rich area for release. Not necessarily releasing a person, although you might, but more than once I've had to release my idea of who I thought someone was or forgive them for who they are. You might release and burn up what someone should or ought to do. Or for that matter, what you've been telling yourself you should or ought to do. Release whatever the inner critic is saying to you. I think New Year's resolutions, which is not what we're doing today, often come from the inner critic, that voice that says, you have got to lose some weight. You shouldn't smoke. Get more exercise. Be nicer to people. The burning bowl is not to make you feel like a failure. The burning bowl is to release the parts of us that get in the way of our happiness. And remember, you don't have to get mad to release something or someone. You don't have to condemn it. In fact, it's better to release with gratitude. Because even your worst traits served you at some point. The job or relationship or circumstance that is vexing you now might have been good at some point, or at least valuable. It's like a house that you were really excited to buy, and now you're really eager to sell. You don't have to hate the house to know that it's time to move on. So bless and release. But probably the best and the bravest declaration for the burning bowl is, I release what no longer serves me. You don't have to know what it is. Just release and see what leaves your life. And remember that when it leaves, it might look and feel like loss at first, but it is making way for your higher good. I release what no longer serves me. So let's stop for a few minutes for you to write. Ushers, this is not really meditation. Let's leave the lights up so everybody can see their paper. Kevin will play quietly while you take a few minutes to write whatever you want to release and leave in the old year. Whatever is not serving you or gets in the way of your happiness. Okay. So just set that paper aside till the end of the service, and let's turn to the white stone. Whenever we release something, it leaves a space, so we want to fill that space consciously, and that's this next ritual. Here's the thing about ritual. This is a sidebar. Ritual is an opportunity to do something. Prayer or communion with the divine can seem really passive. You're just supposed to sit and be quiet and then release and forgive and get guidance and be grateful. And some people have no trouble at all doing that in their minds and their hearts, but some people need to take action. Release something by burning it up or putting it in a God box. Pray by calling silent unity or asking for prayer after the service or writing something on the prayer request slips at the back. It's important to know what works for you. When do you feel you've released something? What helps you to know you've received guidance? Does it all happen within, or do you need to take an action? I think ritual is useful for all of us sometimes. The burning bowl gives us a chance to take action. White stone does too, and in fact, white stone gives us a tangible reminder to carry through the year, because you'll keep your white stone. So let's talk about that. It is a ritual of renewal for the new year. We have passed the winter solstice. December 21st was the shortest day. Here we had 10 hours, 11 minutes, and 33 seconds of light between sunrise and sunset. Today, the sun will set 5 minutes later than it did on December 21st, and by New Year's Day, 7 minutes later. So little by little, we are gathering light. I want to suggest that we have passed a spiritual solstice too. Having released what no longer serves us, we begin a process to gather more light. On the calendar, we're entering a new year, and we are being renewed within as well. Near the very end of the Bible, in chapter 21 of Revelation, the voice of God says, "Behold, I make all things new." Notice it's not all new things. It's what's already here, all things, becoming new, being renewed. That's how the kingdom of heaven is created. That is the promise we carry into the new year. Not that everything will be different. It's a promise of spiritual awakening and more light within the lives we already have. The book of Revelation makes the point over and over. It doesn't say all good people will be carried off to heaven. It says heaven will happen right here. How could it not, if God is omnipresent? I think it's not something that happens in one fell swoop. We create heaven individually on any given day, off and on as we grow spiritually. Revelation describes what it's like to live in this presence or state of consciousness. And it describes what it's like when all things are made new. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. So with burning bowl, the former things pass away and leave space for renewal. So what do we do with this renewal? How do we know what's next? Well, we listen for guidance. There's another verse in Revelation that says, "To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna." Manna is nourishment. "And I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." This symbolism would have made more sense in Bible times in a couple of ways. Someone released from prison was given a white stone. It proved they had paid their debt to society. They were starting with a clean slate. They carried it with them the rest of their lives. Also in those times, names reflected the character of a person, and names changed as the person did. We talked recently about Jesus renaming Simon and calling him Peter, the rock. It reflected who Peter had become, rock in the sense of solid foundation. And there are other examples. Abram and Sarai became Abraham and Sarah. Jacob wrestled with an angel and his name was changed to Israel. One of its meanings in Hebrew is man who wrestles with God. So name changes in the Bible, new names, reflect spiritual deepening or greater awareness. And so it does for you. So when we go into meditation, listen for a name or another short phrase that comes to you. It might be a noun, a verb, an adjective. It might not make sense at first. Don't argue. And this is coming from an arguer. But try to stay in that place where you feel the connection with the divine. When you hear your inner voice or the singing of the angels or however it works for you. And if you catch yourself thinking, oh, well, no, that word can't be right, you're out of the sweet spot. You have quit listening and gone to thinking. So just become still and know that the word of guidance you seek is seeking you. Open to receive it. So let's go into meditation. We'll dim the lights this time. And don't write anything just yet. Find that place of connection in you and quietly hear this promise again. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. The Christ within, the I am of your being, will give you a new name, will expand your identity for this year. So what is the name or word being given to you? Let that word surface from spirit within you. Or ask, what will guide me forward this year? What do I need to know for my life? Go deep and listen carefully. And then whenever you're ready, take the Sharpie and write your word on the white stone. A new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. Now take your stone in your hands and just look at the word you have written. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. Let's say that together quietly. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. And now say it again with feeling. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. And so it is. Amen.